Good evening from Jadwin Gymnasium on the campus of Princeton University. This is Ivy Hoops Online, bringing you a report on the Columbia Lion Princeton Tiger confrontation this evening in women's hoops. Megan Griffith and the Columbia Lions earned a measure of revenge against the Princeton Tigers tonight at Jadwin, edging the home club 58-55 in an overtime thriller. It was Griffith's first win against the Tigers in her tenure, and Carla Brube's first Ivy loss at home in hers. This shaped up as Columbia's irresistible force, its high-flying offense, against Princeton's immovable object, its stingy defense. The immovable object showed up all right, yielding just 58 points, about 25 under the Lions' average. But Princeton's offense continued to stumble. The Tigers jumped out to an early lead, at one point holding a 9-point margin after 6 minutes. In typical Brube fashion, the Tigers surrendered a single-digit quarter, leading 15-9 at the end of the first period. Princeton kept things going in the second, leading by 11 at the 6:39 mark behind Caitlin Chen's 10 points and Ellie Mitchell's 8 rebounds. Columbia closed to within 7 at the half, 30-23. We don't know what Coach Griffith had to say in the halftime locker room, but whatever it was, it certainly worked. The Lions started the third period on a 10-0 run, grabbing their first lead at the 7:49 mark, 33-30. On defense, the Lions buckled down to hold the Tigers to a mere 8 points in the quarter, while canning 17 of their own. Columbia held a 2-point lead after three stanzas, 40-38. Once again, the Lions broke quickly out of the box. A minute in, a Kitty Henderson 3-pointer gave the Lions a 7-point lead, 45-38. Both defenses turned up the heat at this point as both teams failed to score for the next 2 minutes. Maggie Connolly broke the ice, nailing a long-range bomb to keep the Tigers' hopes alive. Another Henderson score ran the Lion lead to 8 at 49-41. The Tiger prospects looked grim indeed halfway through the final period. With 3:52 to go, a Jada Patrick free throw made the score 50-41, Columbia. The Lions' all-Ivy first-teamer Caitlin Davis scored on a layup with 1:38 remaining to give Columbia what looked like a solid 52-45 lead. Tigers were not done, however. A Connolly layup drew the Tigers within 5, 52-47. Just under a minute to go, Ellie Mitchell's 17th rebound led to Chen's 19th and 20th points, 52-49 Columbia. 30 seconds later, Columbia turned the ball over. The Tigers called timeout to regroup. Chen took the inbounds pass and found Grace Stone on the right wing. Stone hit a long three to tie the score. The Tigers had come all the way back. At the end of regulation, the score was even at 52 apiece. Two exhausted teams took the floor for overtime. Davis rebounded a Chen miss and then drew first blood for the Lions, 54-52. After a Davis steal, Abby Sue canned a free throw to give the Lions a 3-point lead, 55-52, with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Chen stole the ball with 3:14 left, setting up Gray Stone, who tied the score once again with a bloodless, long-range 3-pointer. Ellie Mitchell went to the free throw line at the 1:50 mark with a chance to give the Tigers the lead. Alas, she missed them both. Davis then hit a layup with just over a minute remaining, 57-55 Lions. A Chen miss gave Ellie Mitchell a chance to grab another rebound. She did. It was her 11th offensive carom and 22nd overall. But Caitlin Davis stepped up again, making a steal with 44 seconds remaining. Davis made one of two free throws with 14 seconds left. Chan and Connolly each had three-point attempts in the Tigers' final possession. Both misfired, however, and the buzzer sounded to end the game. The Tigers find themselves in a very unfamiliar place at the bottom of the Ivy League standings. This may be only the first of three meetings between these two teams, with the third potentially occurring in the tournament at Jadwin in March. Megan Griffith and the Lions now know they can handle the Tigers on their own court. This should be quite a season ahead of us, and I hope you will all stay tuned to Ivy Hoops Online to keep abreast of unfolding developments. Thanks very much for listening tonight. This is George Clark. We'll talk to you again soon.